What's up, y'all? It's your girl Kenelia back for another episode of Black News, a podcast where we break down current events, hot topics, and local stories involving Black people. Now let's get into it. I have to say, getting ready for the Beyoncé concert is the most stressful event or initiative that I have prepared for in months. Y'all, I'm preparing for the Renaissance World Tour is more stressful than anything that I've done in the past few months. Okay, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really excited. But the prep for this concert has been really, like, I'm really stressed. Are y'all as stressed as me? Or I will take that back. People in LA seem to be stressed. Are other cities, were y'all stressed too? Like, was it as stressful in Atlanta getting ready? Was it as stressful in Vegas getting ready? St. Louis, y'all ain't look like y'all was stressed. Y'all look like y'all just showed up to the concert. Y'all look like y'all just showed up. But are y'all as stressed? Okay? Taking a few steps back. I told y'all before, months ago, many months ago, seemed like a damn year ago, that it was the dang Hunger Games trying to get tickets to the Beyoncé concert, okay? Secured my ticks. Okay, I'm in the building. I don't care what's going on. Y'all can drag me in for all I care. I'm going to be there. Got my tickets. And luckily, when it was coming time to pick an outfit, because let's keep it a buck. The LA shows are the LA shows. Y'all know LA got the most needing it to be seen as ass people in America in town. So LA show already gonna be on 100,000. Y'all saw the outfits on social media where people be doing the most. Times that by 162. People gonna be doing the absolute most. So when it come to outfits, I was already kind of putting mine together. Sidebar, I am not gonna be doing the most. That is just not in my personality. I'm gonna try to look as cute as I can. But y'all, with the people with the 32-inch brim hats, I'm not doing any of that, okay? I'm about comfort and cuteness. I mean, I'm 40, okay? But the LA show gonna be the LA show. So I was already looking for silver tops and things. Ordered a silver shirt online. It took 3.5 weeks to get here. It just got here this week. Y'all, I couldn't even get my arm into the shirt. I can't even get my arm. I was like, you know, I'm gonna be killing when this shirt come in. I was checking the shipping. I was tracking it. I was like, man, this in Florida. Now I can't wait till I get this shirt. I'm gonna kill him. I'm gonna kill him at SoFi with this shirt on. They ain't gonna be ready. Y'all, I can't get my arm into the sleeve. So I had to search for a whole new outfit. But simultaneously, and maybe a couple days after or before the shirt arrived, Beyoncé decided to make an announcement. She said, Virgo season is upon us. This tour has been such a joy. And as we approach the last month, my birthday wish is to celebrate with you wearing your most fabulous silver fashions to the shows from 8/23 to 9/22. ! We'll surround ourselves in a shimmering human disco ball each night, everybody mirroring each other's joy. Virgo season together in the house of chrome. See you there. Your B at Renaissance World Tour. Y'all, when I tell you this threw everybody in a frenzy, people was already having outfits, but now literally people had to scrap whole outfits because she said we got to wear silver. Listen, y'all feel how you feel about Beyoncé, but she said we got to wear silver, so we got to wear silver. Like, I don't know. We got to wear chrome. Like, I don't know. People be like, I'm going to wear pink. That ain't what she said. Maybe if you're sitting up top, you could probably get away with that. But hey, down bottom, and you know they filming this, down bottom, hey, we got to wear silver. So luckily, I was already on the right path. But a couple things then started to happen. That's when I really got stressed. Because I'm like, dang, am I not going to be silver enough? Because my bottoms ain't silver. I ain't wearing silver pants. I draw the line somewhere. You ain't going to have me. Listen, I love Beyoncé, but she ain't going to have me out here looking like the Tin Man. Okay? Your girl, I am not going to be looking like the Wiz and them. I am not some homegirl that Dorothy done picked up on the side of the road and decided to walk with to the Emerald City because he needed a new heart. I got a heart. Okay. I ain't going to be looking like the Tin Man. But I still want to make sure I'm stepping out. So I've decided I got 16,000 shirt options from all the cheap sites because I'm not spending a gazillion dollars. I tried that and then my arm can't even fit in the sleeve of the shirt. So I learned my lesson. And we'll see what I end up with. But my point of the whole outfit or the goal for the night is a couple things always happen to me. I'll be cold and my feet be hurting. So I'm not going to be out there without a jacket of some sort. It ain't going to go with the outfit because they sold out of the silver jackets that I liked. Because I ain't going to be extra fringy. The thing about me, I'm going to buy some and wear, but I'm going to have to be able to wear it again. And I'm not wearing no heels. Them cowboy boots that be cute and all the girls be wearing the silver boots. By the end of the night, they be walking out looking like they newborn baby giraffes. Hey, Bambi fresh out the womb ain't the look I'm going for when it's time to walk home. The 2 miles back to the parking. So, hey, I'm going for cute and comfort. Hope y'all, what y'all wearing? But before we even get to the wrapping up and the questions, it's a couple other things that have happened. This concert and Beyonce knows Carter is literally boosting the economy. There have been articles about this and conversations, but we are seeing it in real time. People are literally, let me tell y'all about the conversations I've been having and just ways it can boost the economy. So we need a silver outfit. What y'all gonna wear? We gotta buy multiple items. Y'all know people really don't be sending and taking no clothes back. So all of these designers, all of these stores, small businesses, large businesses, online retailers are selling out of items. People buying silver jewelry. Y'all, I done bought a teeny tiny little silver purse. I don't be wearing no silver. Y'all know black people don't look good in no silver, but guess what? I'm boosting the economy because I done bought a silver purse. People buying makeup specifically for this. People getting their nails done. I have friends who are getting chrome or silver nail designs. Y'all know this ain't the 90s. A full set with designs and rhinestones gonna run you about $250 with tip. And you got to get a pedicure too. That's out $250. Beyonce is literally causing boost to the economy city by city. Y'all knew people were traveling overseas. People were getting passports because they never had a passport because they bought tickets to go to like Barcelona to see Beyonce. So she's literally helping the United States and the world's economy while also changing fashion towards the shimmer glimmer. Now, when you go online to any clothing site or if you walk in any stores, what's the first thing you see now? All summer, silver and shimmers. Silver and shimmers ain't never been on the shelf like this. Silver ain't really ever been a color for real, for real. Like when you talk about like seasonal colors, when the last time y'all saw silver and shimmer on the shelves in abundance? Y'all go to the mall right now. Everything's silver. Go right now. Go look. It's silver. So me as a black woman and as a performer, not a performer like Beyonce, because honey, best at it. Okay. She the best at it. I respect all of it. Like I respect the themes. I respect the work ethic. I respect the excitement that this is bringing in because now it is turned into an adult Hollywood, an adult Halloween. We're literally looking forward to getting dressed up or getting decked out or being extra eclectic and showing up to the show. So I, for one, cannot wait. What do you all think and what are you most looking forward to? And did you secure your tickets? Remember, in case y'all missed this, there was that hack online. Now, I kind of already knew about this and then it blew up. So you may not be able to take advantage of it like you used to. But for those of y'all who don't have tickets, the gag is go down to the stadium, whichever stadium you at. Keep your eye in that Ticketmaster resale app open. Keep StubHub open. Keep all of them open because people who trying to resell them tickets, they be trying to resell them tickets up until she walk out on that stage. And y'all know people get desperate, prices drop and drop and drop. So you may get you a cheap ticket if you take a gamble on yourself, get dressed, head down there and see what you can do. Just saying, that already went viral on social media. But low key, we've been doing that for years. Let me know what you thought. Let me know if you got your tickets, and let me know what your experience at Renaissance World Tour has been so far. Hit me up. I'm on social media at Kenelia. It was Keke Palmer, the legend's birthday last week. She turned 30 years old. Shout out to Keke Palmer. Happy birthday, sis. I remember I was 30, man. I do not want to go back. Woo! I remember. Don't wish it was me. Okay? Maybe if I had my 30-year-old body and my 30-year-old metabolism, that'd be fantastic. Okay? If I had that 30-year-old eagerness and excitement and fearlessness. When I was 30 years old, what year was that? I was packing up. I think I probably moved cross country on a whim. I was just doing anything around the age of 30. Okay. But hey, don't miss it though. But shout out to Keke. The point is, for her birthday on social media, her baby's dad and her posted videos and pictures and social media content of him and her, the baby daddy, the man who called her out on social media, together, and it sent the internet into another frenzy. People, that's why you gotta stay out of people's business. That's why we can't be believing these celebrities. It was all a ploy for marketing purposes and materials. She and Usher had this arranged all along. They was trying to play us. All day, all weekend, all over all social media. That's all you saw. But the question is, or the concept of the conversation is, let's say you and your baby daddy have a falling out. Let's say y'all ain't really have a falling out. Something just went down and the public got to see it. Whatever the case may be, y'all still had a kid together. Does that mean that y'all can no longer get along or hang out? Because the first thing that I saw from this is, oh man, I'm glad they still getting along. Oh man, I'm glad, even if they back together, whatever, I'm glad because they have a child together. They stuck with each other for life. Again, let me say it, forever. Remember on the Sandlot, the little boy? Forever. They are stuck together forever. So I would hope that they still got along. Turns out they're still getting along. So what do we think it is? Do we think they're back together? Do we think that they're just being good co-parents? Or is it none of our business? What do we think? Let's explore a few. If they back together, okay. As social media consumers, and I'm doing air quotes we, because I'm not going to loop me and the rest of the Black News listeners into this we. Sometimes we feel like we are obligated to be able to dictate what people do in their relationships. And we feel like that people should listen to us because we know what's best for people that we don't know. So some people think they got back together. She's stupid. He's stupid. They shouldn't have done that. What was all the merch and all the shadiness and all that about? That's dumb. She making a big mistake. Or some people are like, good for them. They was destroying the Black family. It's good that they are united again. If they back together, are we going to be mad? It's kind of like when you got that homegirl who be venting about her boyfriend and talking about how he cheated and he ain't this and he ain't that. And you agree, like, yeah, girl, you right. I never liked him. You know what? I never liked Jamal. I was waiting for you to say something because I actually can't stand him. I can't stand him. I've been waiting for you to break up with him. And then 2 weeks later, she back with Jamal. And now you got to sit up in her face, in his face, knowing you said all that. And now you mad. But she ain't mad no more and Jamal ain't mad no more. Is it like this? Is it like that? If they back together, are we going to be mad? If they're good co-parents and they happen to get along and spend good quality time together and can still laugh and joke. Maybe they be fooling around in the sheets every now and then. We don't know, that ain't none of our business. But for the sake of the conversation, are we mad that or are happy that they're co-parenting well? I would think we would be happy because, again, they stuck with each other forever. That's a long time. Do y'all know how long that is? Even if we be like, until the baby 18. 18 years is a long time. So, should we be feeling away that they are a good co-parent? Or should we just not care, mind our business? Or the other option, it's none of our business, so we should mind our business. Hey, right now, whatever we see on social media, and I say this because we saw this happen with Steve Harvey and Marjorie Harvey this past week as well, where there was a rumor that randomly popped up. It was one and another. I talked about how Kev on stage talked about this. It was another big font meme. Marjorie Harvey cheats on Steve Harvey with the chef and a personal trainer. Relationship on the outs is over. Came out of nowhere and people literally started posting think pieces thinking that the information was true regardless of where the source came from, who they got. People didn't even know where it came from. They just immediately saw it and was like, yeah, that's true. So with this, because we don't know where it came from, we don't have no background information, it's probably best for us to just mind our business because we literally don't have any insight or know what the hell we talking about. So I'm going to say out of all the options, and I know I probably missed over the original point that I was trying to make with that last point, but because I got sidetracked with Steve and Marjorie Harvey shenanigans that y'all was trying to start on social media, I veered off. But hey, the point is, will we be able to handle ourselves and cope and deal with whatever happens over the next 18 years with Keke Palmer and her baby daddy? Because, again, they have a baby together. Are we going to be able to handle whatever they decide to do? What I'm going to do, I'm going to go along with for the ride. If some shenanigans happen again, the comedian in me, I'm going to pop and get them jokes off. Hey, I got to do it. I got to do it. I got to get them jokes off. If they decide to get back together, good for them. Because Lord knows, I done got back with some raggedies too. Not even knowing if that man really raggedy. Hey, I done been there. But I'm going to just ride the wave. Okay. What y'all going to do? Black News, what y'all going to do? Let me know. What's your stance on this? What's the posture for the next movements between Keke Palmer and her baby daddy? Hit me up. Let me know what the position is and what your thoughts are. I'm at Canelia on all social media. And real quick sidebar in regards to the point that I just made, especially as it relates to couples news and things we see on the internet, because I highlighted how there was randomly a pop-up out of nowhere saying that Marjorie Harvey cheated on Steve Harvey and they were on the outs, to the point where Marjorie had to make an Instagram post talking about how to encourage family to deal with lies about them. And Steve was on stage at a money or a wellness wealth conference and was making jokes about it, talking about how it wasn't true and him and his wife are fine. Even if they were not fine. Y'all, why don't we just be believing stuff? We talked about critical thinking skills last week on the Black News Podcast. Share it with your friends. Share it with Facebook, because them was the people in Twitter. Them was the people who was going crazy. But why don't we just be believing stuff? Like, literally, somebody saw it randomly on social and was like, that's true. There were no supporting articles. There was no statement by the couple. None of their family members spoke out. None of his colleagues. There was no source listed. They didn't even say an inside source said. It just came out and said, Marjorie did this. And people just believed it. Why do we just be believing stuff? If that is you and you, I'm speaking from the heart right now. Okay, I'm always pretty honest. But if you're a Black News listener and you be just believing stuff, stop it. Stop it. If somebody just popped up and told you some information and you just received it and believed it, and start to evaluate why. We got to start figuring out or monitoring who we allow to tell us truths. Even with me, I'm telling y'all stuff on Black News, question it. If I say something happened, fact check, feel free to do your own research. Don't take what I'm saying as gospel. Cornelia don't know what she be talking about. Go do your digging for the facts, y'all. Why do we just be believing stuff? Like we really got to get down to the bottom of it. Because again, the point is, especially as we head into this era of misinformation, we are having literally book bans across the country. We as Americans are extremely undereducated. We have been taught romanticized versions of history. We have political figures who are literally liars. We have people who actively as individuals don't read or do research. We have people who don't have a desire to be educated. And again, we are in a country that is extremely undereducated and is not educating our citizens, and people aren't taking it amongst themselves to even get a damn library book and start reading books. Hell, you got audiobooks. Get on Libby and Hoopla, okay? The books are free. But we are in this era of having access to all of this knowledge and not utilizing any of the knowledge. So we really need to wrap our arms around or start to check our friends and family members and guide them into the right direction as it just gets worse and worse and worse. Because I'm going to tell y'all right now, especially as we look towards this 2024 election. And I said this before, but I'm going to say it again. I'm going to be cussing y'all out this time. I'm sick of it. I'm going to be cussing and blocking. Misinformation, you getting cussed out and you getting blocked. I might just, even for a little razzle dazzle, I might even copy and paste an application for a library card so you can get you some books on the way out. But I'm encouraging you all to please arm yourselves with the patience and the tools to be able to navigate the misinformation minefields that are happening, because it is already happening on a smaller scale / larger scale. And if something as simple as Steve Harvey and Marjorie Harvey divorce rumors or cheating rumors can spread like wildfire, you already know what's bound to happen when it comes to stuff that really affects our lives. So just a quick sidebar on that. We've got to get it together, okay? And in case y'all didn't know this, this is another sidebar. For people who want to read more books or want to listen to audiobooks of all kinds, your library, your local library is most likely affiliated with a library app, a book app. In this case, the LA Public Library is a part of Hoopla, H-O-O-P-L-A, and Libby, L-I-B-B-Y, where if you have a library card, you just add your card to those apps. And there are thousands of books available for you to check out and borrow for free. So when I tell you, I've literally listened to Viola Davis's book in there, Gabrielle Union's book in there. I've had Medical Apartheid on and copy for years, but I haven't finished it. I listened and finished the audiobook. I bought Cast in the same vein. Haven't been able to physically finish reading, downloaded Cast, checked it out on the library app and finished listening to the audiobook. Blood at the Root, I'm listening to it right now. Slaves in the Family, I listened to it a couple weeks ago. So on and so on. I got Will Smith waiting to check out again because I want to listen to it one more time. When Jada Pinkett Smith book come out, and we're going to support Jada Pinkett Smith because y'all be doing the same thing y'all did to Jada. We just talked about with Marjorie and Steve Harvey, but that's a whole nother conversation. I'm going to have her book in there too. So for y'all who want to continue to have access to books, but y'all want to pay for Audible because Audible ain't cheap, or y'all don't want to buy books because books going to run you $20 a pop, get you a library card for free and get you the Hoopla or the Libby app or whatever app is associated with your local library. That's a pro tip. Pro freaking tip. Anyway, Let me know your thoughts about the misinformation rant that I just went on for probably the sixth week in a row. Y'all can find me on social media. Sometimes we are online or having conversations with our friends and family, especially in this new wave of Black people going to therapy and being armed with language that is or that can describe things we're experiencing or things that we see or different personality traits in other people, because we never had this language before, but we got it now. If you were ever wondering, was someone with narcissism or extreme personality disorders actually look like in real time? Or if you ever heard like different terms being thrown out, especially again, narcissism, and you like, I don't know what that looks like. Watch the BS Sycamore documentary that's on Max, formerly known as HBO Max. And look at and listen to the man that it's about. His name is Roy Johnson. Look at that man and listen to him. And that is a clear-cut example of what someone with an extreme personality disorder mixed with some narcissism looks like in the flesh. That man was triggering. BS Sycamore was a made-up school that this man and a few other colleagues or people put together and used it as a ploy to bring in Black boys and put them on this football team with the hopes of or with the intent to have them play the top high school football teams across the country. Y'all remember a few years ago on ESPN, a high school football game went viral where the boys was getting their ass whooped and it looked like they were like grown men with the skit football skills of elementary students. Like literally to the point everybody was getting hurt and knocked out on the field because they were so bad and it just turned dangerous. And while it was just unfortunately laughable, it was viral. Remember that? This documentary is about what happened in that incident and everything surrounding it and that fake high school called BS Sycamore, which could stand for Bullshit Sycamore, because that's what it was. Y'all watch this documentary. If you are easily triggered by people with personality disorders or manipulation tactics or people who have no empathy or sympathy or regard for other people who play mind games and lie, and if you are triggered by any of that, you gonna be on edge. But it's a good watch. I highly recommend it. It's entertaining as all heck. And listen, the socials is talking about it. So y'all watch it. Let me know what y'all thought. And then we can have chit chats on social or sidebars once you've seen it. Y'all can hit me up and let me know if you already watched it or if you plan to. Again, it's on the artist formerly known as HBO Max. Hit me up and let me know your thoughts. On this week's episode of Black News, we talked about prep for the Renaissance War tour and the stress that has ensued as I get ready for this upcoming show. Also, quick update, Kiki and her baby daddy was spotted and the internet got mad. But what is our stance? Do we not care? Are we going to support co-parenting or are we going to be fine if they got back together? Next, we quickly talked about the lie that spread regarding Steve Harvey and his wife, Marjorie. And I gave a recommendation to watch the BS Sycamore documentary that is available on the streaming platform formerly known as HBO Max. Hit me up and let me know your thoughts about all of these, some or none. And I'll check back in with you guys next time. That's it for this week's episode of Black News, y'all. Thanks again. Thank you. And thank you again so much for sticking with us, supporting the podcast, liking and subscribing on all apps where podcasts can be heard, rating 5 stars and leaving a comment. It helps more than you know. So I really, really appreciate it. And keep sharing Black News with all of your friends and family. Be sure to hit me up on social media if you got ideas for topics. Or just hit me up in general to let me know you've been listening. Let me know your thoughts. I'm at Kenelia on all platforms across the board. That's at Kenelia, like Kenny and Ophelia. Also check my website. I got some shows coming up in a Los Angeles County. Hopefully get on the road soon. But for now, if you're in the LA area, hit me up. Check Kenelia.com for show dates and details. And as always, thanks again so much, guys. I hope you have a fantastic week. Keep supporting, keep growing, keep building, keep staying safe, and keep staying healthy. As always, again, I'll see you back here next time, same time, same place. Bye.